Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Voices Carry for Animals, number 358 shows and counting. And the 359th show next week will be the 8th anniversary of Voices Carry for Animals. So I hope everyone would join in, listen in, you know, help share the show for the anniversary, 8th anniversary. And we're going to keep going because this platform has been so successful. And a big thank you and a shout out to all the guests out there, the former guests and all the callers and all the listeners that's participating, all the Facebook pages and groups that's helped me out to promote this, along with LinkedIn and Pinterest and Twitter. So thank you to all of you that's helped me out because you're making it happen. You know, we are the voices for the animals, and we must be heard because without us, they don't stand a chance to live in comfort, away from abuse, neglect, cruelty, exploitation. I mean, the list is there. So we want to see the animals in need out there in distress to have better lives and futures. And that's what this platform is all about. And the animals especially thank us when their lives and futures turn for the better, everyone. They can't tell us, but we can tell by the pictures and the photos and the videos of them, the freedom pictures. So all aboard the freedom train for all the animals in need. And we're only going to stop to pick up more supporters, okay? So all aboard. And I just want to go over a couple things before I do get started here. We'll have another great show this evening. And my name is Debbie Dahmer, and or a.k.a. Mama Bear. And that's my nickname. I have several of them, Pitbull Debbie and Mustang Debbie and the Dominator. But I love them all. And so I just want to thank all of you for being a part of this show and a part of the Voices Carry for Animals family, because together, when we work together, we see meaningful change. It takes teamwork, a human reaction to take action, everyone. That's the key. So please do your part, you know, put a little love in your heart and do your part. Whatever makes the animals in a better world, in a safer world, because that's what our goal is here, and we're not going to stop until we see it. So, you know, it's a long road ahead, but we will reach its destination all in good time. Just stay proactive and optimistic, and relentless. So don't give up, because once we give up, then we automatically lose. So we don't want that happening. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. A big shout out to Marty Oakley, TS Radio Network. That's where the show originally started from back in June of 2014. TS Radio Network Voices Carry for Animals. And she and I was her host up to the 163rd show. After that, Marty Oakley helped me to get my own network, Animal Advocates Radio. And we're still good friends today. And she's a great team player and, you know, helped me promote it on the PPJ Gazette. And she is a great spokesman. And World Elder Abuse Awareness Day was yesterday, everyone. So Marty and I do have a Facebook page, Help Stop Elder Abuse Support Group. Please join in, and because the elderly, they need our voices also, just like the children do, because they're voiceless, helpless, innocent, and defenseless. So whatever we could do to help make this a better world for all and a safer world, because that abuse and neglect, they are crimes, and we have to treat them like crimes. Nobody should have to go through that. So World Elder Abuse Awareness Day every year to the June 15th, because I'm an elder advocate also, and it started back in 2006. So please visit us, ask to join, and see all the information on there also. And a big shout-out also to Animal Advocate Alliance, Gary Bowden. Big shout-out, Gary. He's in the UK, and I do have access to their website, Animal Advocate Alliance. .org, posting as Mama Bear, and also they are promoting these shows on demand episodes, and they have live shows. They just started, you know, there was a show after this, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Just go to their website and press AAA, which is All About Animals Radio, and it's a Adopt Don't Shop show, and it's going to be a good one. I told them, hey, host to host, coast to coast, speaking out on air together for all the animals in need and distress. And they also are on Facebook, Animal Advocate Alliance, and All About Animals Radio, both on Twitter. So please give them your support. We're all working together as a family team of global advocates, and we're working great together and getting the word out. And we want to pick up more members coming in a free membership on their website, okay? And another shout-out to Spencer Hodges. They're having a big meeting tomorrow. 18 members, Rebound Dog, and they just celebrated their two-year anniversary. Congratulations, Spencer. And it's going to be 18 members, and it's going to be a great meeting. So keep it up, and you're a great inspiration to humans and animals. And he's been on the show before several times, Rebound Dog. And best of luck, and keep me informed, okay? And also, all these shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to follow my shows, please go to www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescarryforanimals. There's a follow link underneath the Animal Advocates Radio logo. Press it, put your email address. Every time there's a new podcast coming up, it will alert you in your primary email. Or if you want to go to the PPJ Gazette online, www.ppjg.me, on the right-hand column, press follow. It's going to ask you for your email address. And then just, you know, put that in every time there is a new podcast coming up or an article, it will also alert you in your primary email. I have both of them alert me, even though it's my show. I just want to make sure it's working, but it is awesome. Okay, well, I'm going to get started here, and I'm going to be bringing on Dinah Munez. I want to welcome her back. She is the founder of the Gentle Giant Stay Home Project. And the elephants are so awesome, everyone. All the animals are, and they deserve the best treatment with dignity and respect. And we got some, you know, good stories to tell on how these elephants are living and what these ladies have done for them. And it is just so wonderful. Diana, welcome back to Animal Advocates Radio. How are you this evening? This is great.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for having us again, Debbie. And I want to congratulate you for your 8 years. This is absolutely wonderful. You know, your show has helped raise so much awareness, and we are so thankful and so grateful for you and for all your efforts. So thank you so much again for having us. We have a lot of things to tell you and your listeners and our sponsors, donors, you know, supporters, everyone out there. Thank you for joining us in as well. And yes, we have done a lot of things. It was also our 2-year anniversary on June 14th. And it's just amazing that 2 years have gone by so fast.
Yes.
But, you know, we
congratulations.
Thank you so much. We'll talk about how we will be celebrating about our 2nd year anniversary later on in the show. But, you know, we did want to tell you about Bionic Giants 2. We were recently in Thailand. For all those that are listening, we had Bionic Giant 1. Bionic Giant 1 is when we partnered up and started to work with Derek Campana, who makes prostheses and prosthetics and a whole bunch of devices to help animals walk. And, you know, we made history by making a brace for Mamai. We have been sharing not many, but a few videos of Mamai walking with her brace, and she's doing wonderful. And the way it's helping her, you know, the quality of life. But of course, like everything in life, and with a prosthesis, a prosthetic, or any device, you know, it takes time to get used to handle, and for her not to be sore nor anything like this. You know, they're putting on this in increments of time. Same with the cow, or our Mr. Cow. So he also has some, we put on some front legs for him. We gave him some prosthetics, some bionic feet, and he's also doing very, very well. So Bionic 2 happened when we were there. We asked our Campana if he could help Meadow. Meadow is an elephant that has been at Elephant Nature Park for a very long time. I think if I'm not wrong, she might have been there now for 17 years, I believe. I think it's about 17 years. And, you know, she was force-bred, and the bull, instead of mating with her, he attacked her. And for 4 or 5 days, Meadow had to withstand a horrible, horrible attack. And he broke her back, and she really is not, you know, she wasn't in good shape, but she has the will to live. And she's had it all these years, and she's just doing absolutely perfect. You know, she's doing wonderful. So, but she needed a little help with a lift. And as soon as we asked Derek looked at her and he said, absolutely, I can help her because I can't fix her back, but I can raise her. So he's going to be giving her like a lift. He's created a boot for her. We already showed it, that is going to lift, and this will level out her back. It will help her so that she can take off all that the weight from her good leg, because it's crushing under her weight. And hopefully what we want, Debbie, is to be able to prolong her life, because the news that Derek shared with us, that he believes that with time, if we don't do something to help her, you know, that leg, that good leg that has already shrunk a lot, it has really, it's a lot shorter than what it was when she came to EMP. Actually, Bohm is someone who, she is the manager over there at EMP. She said that when Meadow arrived, she was very similar to Mamai. They have similar, of course, Meadow's is a lot worse, but similar injury. And, you know, now we see that Meadow's back is completely lopsided because of putting all that weight on her good leg. It has gone down. So that's how Bionic Giant started. And from there, then Derek, Alex's husband, asked if we could help Kabu. And Derek took a look and he said, yes, I can help her as well. So we're going to be helping Kabu. And Meadow, and also Tycoon was part of our Bionic Giant 1, but we had gotten, and he did engineer a brace for her, an elbow brace. But because this is all brand new and no one has ever done this in the world, you know, we're experimenting. What can fit them? How can we help them? How can we do things for them? And the brace was really not a good fit for her because she doesn't have a shoulder to be able to strap that brace on. So we had to go back to the drawing board. And now what we're going to do is that Derek is going, he already did actually, the booty, it's a soft gel booty that they will put on her so that she can walk. Every time she walks, because she has her foot, she is a landmine victim, and she has a hole in her foot that goes through and through. So each step that she takes is terribly painful, and she avoids putting much weight on her, and this is why her elbow, which we were trying to help, has deformed so much. So with this booty, they're going to be doing is that every time she steps on it, it's a soft gel booty, and she's going to have some relief on that pain, and hopefully, you know, she takes that weight off her elbow. So all of this is preventing that they have a premature death, and it's bettering their lives to make their life better and less painful and giving them more comfort and love. So that's how Bionic Giants was. And, you know, I want to thank everyone that donated and shared, and you too, Debbie, because I did post this on Voices Carry for Elephants and for Animals, I'm sorry. And it really, you know, you allowed it, and it really, really helped. So everyone was part of it, and this is all thanks to the GG family that comes together every time they know that we have a possibility of helping one of these gentle beings. So thank you too for doing this, and thank you to everyone out there.
Yes, hey, you're so truly welcome. Whatever I could do to help out, you know, just like I was involved with the Giving Circle, you know, once a week, vote for you guys. And, you know, it doesn't take that much time, you know, share it on social media. Take that meaningful time and to see, make it happen. You know, the more of us that do it, hey, the better it comes out, and the chances are winning is so close. You know, so whatever
and
I can
exactly,
do to help
and we
out.
Continue. We continue in the My Giving Circle. You know that My Giving Circle is all year round. So it's like they were about to finish this round. It's going to be finishing on June 30th, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sure Kobe will come in and say if I'm mistaken or not. But on June 30th, this round is finishing. We're in the fifth spot. And this is all team effort. What you said at the beginning is so, so true, Debbie. If we don't join hands and work shoulder to shoulder and stand strong and firm, we will not win this war. I mean, we will not do it. We might, you know, there's no person, no organization, country, human, nothing. There's no one that can do this alone. We all need to unite, and we all need to be strong, and we all need to fight to continue moving forward, even if it's inch by inch, even if I don't know, and I hope that in my lifetime I'm able to see more peace and compassion and kindness towards our gentle ones and all animals. But if not, you know, I hope that we have planted the seed for future generations, and we hope that this seed blossoms into a beautiful, beautiful world where we could all live in peace. So, you know, what the next thing that we really want to talk about, and Colby and I, and, you know, people that follow us, our posts these days have been of urging people not to take selfies, not to promote a touching elephants up close and personal, not to, you know, be out there and saying like, oh, look what I'm able to do with an elephant, hug, feed, all of these things, because all of these things are really so hurtful for the elephants. People just don't see the bigger picture. And right now we have to unite. Right now with the tourism coming back to Thailand, we're starting to see, we have felt the already the the negative effects of it, because there have been people, you know, tourists are coming in, and now the owners are feeling very tempted of, you know, taking their elephants back to work. And I want to tell everyone out there, it's very heartbreaking to know that some of them will go back to work, and we will do all in our power to keep them. But we all, again, this is something that no one can do alone. We must be their voice. We must bring our advocate hearts out and speak up and speak loud and fight for them, because after 2 years with COVID happening and everything, we've been able to keep the peace or living for the elephants to live peacefully and a beautiful life. But now temptation has come back and evil has come back, let's say it in this way, which is the money that people are demanding. I want to take that selfie with that baby. I want to ride that elephant. I want to be able to be up close and personal. You know, we have seen people that we know taking pictures with elephants and posting them, and people don't realize that, you know, you can be someone that you are helping elephants. Yes, it could be true. Or you are working with elephants to help them have a better life. But your picture goes around and around and around in the cyberspace, and who sees those pictures are millions of people that don't even care who you are and don't even know who you are or what you do. And they don't look into that. They just see an image and say, I want to do this. And that's what triggers others to want to touch and be with elephants, because other people want to experience this. And if we don't want mothers and babies to be separated, if we don't want the ones that we have under our care to go back to a life of slavery, everyone has to be willing to leave egos and selfishness aside and fight to keep them home by encouraging people to take pictures from a safe, respectful distance. This is the only way we're going to save elephants and babies from going into slavery, from the crush, from Pajan, from all of these things that are happening. Otherwise, we're going to lose, I'm never going to say the war because we can't stop, but we're going to lose a lot of battles. So everyone listening out there has to realize that they have to stand strong and tall, and no matter who is the person on the other side of that camera, you know, you have to refuse to say, I will not do this. I will not, you know, I will not say this is awesome, how wonderful it looks. No, we have to be honest. If we want to protect them, it has to, we can't play both sides. Either we're in or we're out. It sounds, but that's the way it is. Either we save them and we're part of the solution, or we betray them and we're part of the problem. You know, right now with the tourism coming back, many of these owners are saying, wow, money's coming back. And they're even saying, you know, we don't want your support because money's coming back. We don't know what the situation is going to be, but we do know that we do need to fight it, whatever it is. And this is why for 2 years, Gentle Giants has been insisting, please refuse being up and up close and personal with an elephant, refuse taking those selfies, refuse bathing elephants, refuse even feeding them. You know, just let them be elephants. Just let them be who they are. Just let them enjoy their families, their babies. When we were in Thailand, Debbie, I want to tell you, November of 2021, we interviewed many of the people, many of the projects where we were, and we told them, we asked them, the owners, how do you prefer? Do you prefer how it's been during this time of COVID, or do you want the tourists to come back and touch your elephants? Not one said, oh, yes, I'm just wanting to come for the tourists to come and touch my elephants. They all said that they preferred for the elephants not to be touched because it's dangerous for the tourists. It's dangerous for the mahout. The mahout or the caretaker always has to be very vigilant that the elephant doesn't step on them, on a tourist, that the elephant is behaving, that the elephant doesn't move too hard, or because anything can happen. So people have to realize that we've we've won some ground in these 2 years, and if we want to continue winning more ground and doing more for them, we really, really have to fight for what we've accomplished and fight together, and we have to continue changing minds, raising awareness, spreading the word. Don't refuse to take that selfie, even if the owner offers you, oh, you want to take a selfie with my elephant? You could just say, because we said it many times while in silent, we said, no, it's fine. I really enjoy seeing them as elephants. I'll take the picture from here. And they were happy because they understood that we were willing to continue supporting them and that we didn't have to invade the elephant space to be a supporter or to be a donor or to be there for them, and that we were just thrilled to be in that space watching elephants be elephants.
Yeah, and that's wonderful what you're doing there, because, you know, I keep hearing all this, you know, not even because the animals don't have a choice. They are forced. You know, it's profit before animals, and so many of them are just getting, you know, kicked to the curb. You know, the issues are swept under the carpet, and all this is important with their lives. All lives matter out there, including the elephants. You know, all the animals and everything. And they've got to be thinking, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, exactly, is that that's what it is. And many people are saying, oh, the laws need to change. And that's absolutely right. Our partner and friend, Lex Charlotte, she's in the parliament, and she works every day very hard to be able to change the laws, and she's trying her best, and she's been trying her best for many, many, many years. What Lek has done is incredible in Thailand, and Gentle Giants would not be able to be in Thailand if it weren't for Lek. This is why Lek is also co-founder of Gentle Giants, and without her, we would not be able to work in Thailand, because you need a Thailandese presence to be there to understand the culture, to understand how things are done. So it's very important to have this presence, and she's absolutely essential for Dental Giants, and she's been working so hard. But I've said this before, and I think I've said it in your show, if not here, I've said it in many other interviews, that the biggest and greatest law is money. So the only reason why these owners and these mahouts allow people to touch their elephants and ride them, even though they know the risks, is because of money, because people are demanding this. If it were the opposite and everyone demanded not to touch the elephants, if everyone said, no, I don't need to touch your elephant, I'll be here, I'll pay you what I would have paid you to ride the elephants or take the selfie or feed the elephant or whatever, just to see them or walk from a safe distance, you know, from them and observe them and all that, if they are receiving the same exact money for just being ethical, then the owners will be more than willing to change by the tourists. And it all starts by also everyone that says that loves elephants. If we all say we love elephants, we have to let that our love protects them. And we have to also set our wants and wishes and selfishness aside, because let me tell you, Debbie, I love elephants. I really love them. As you could imagine, this is why I dedicate my life to them. And I would love to be touching them and kissing them and hugging them, and because that's our human nature. This is how we express our love. But I know that if I do that and I'm posting this, many people that follow me as my followers or my supporters or whatever, you know, then that will call other people to know. There are just a few people in the world that can do this, because these elephants are their family. And for me, that's only Lek and Derek. Lek and Derek, these are their children. They see them as their family. And for me, there's no doubt. But I'm not Lek and I'm not Derek. So I can't compare myself to them. I can't want to be as they are. They are them, and that's, you know, when they share their pictures, their moments with their kids, with their family, it's something so private and so unique. But other than that, the outsiders, the newcomers, or the people that have been doing this for some certain amount of time, we don't have that. We're not there 24/7 as Derek and Lek have been there. So we do have to be the ones to say, as a visitor, as a person that works for Elephants, or as a tourist, I will not do it because I know that is hurting elephants. And people will say, it's not. Oh, yes, it is. And it's hurting elephants, and it puts, and this is not the owner's fault, it puts the owners and the caretakers in a horrible spot where they are obligated to have to do this because they know that if they don't, then they lose the support. We have to change their minds. We have to try to help change their minds. I'm sure Cobes has a lot more to say than I have said.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and bring her back on. It's been very informative there, Diana, you know, and thanks for everything that you're doing because, you know, the elephants don't stand a chance without us fighting for them and stepping up to the plate and say, hey, enough is enough. You know, we have to do something here. We have to make sure they're living their life. I've had plenty of shows on elephants. You know, Lucy up there in Canada, they needed to release her from that zoo. You know, save Nosy now. Look how long that fight was. And she has her own law. She's in a sanctuary. She's happy. That took a lot of fighting. It just didn't happen overnight. Yeah. And so glad that nobody, you know, Barbara the vet never gave up because, you know, and neither is Marianne Holm of Leap because, you know, I will keep on having them on the shows, you know, and they deserve the best. And I know you remember at the beginning of the year when they had that worldwide Virgil for elephants in captivity, you know, that's either in captivity now or passed away. And did you notice all of them organizations, including Animal Advocates Radio, Animal Advocate Alliance? This list was huge. I mean, 40 to 50 of them supporting this. And I was like, wow.
Absolutely.
If we were doing that.
We were there, Debbie.
Yeah, that's
we were
right.
There.
Yes,
is that what I tell you, Debbie? Of course, Lucy, you know, when Save Nosy Now was at, or was fighting for Nosy, we were all there. Is that we can't take sides. The only side and the only thing we have to do or we can do is fight shoulder to shoulder for them. And, you know, Marianne knows that she can count on us whenever. Elephants in Japan know that they can count on us. All sanctuaries that we know, they know that they can count on Gentle Giants. We will help any way we can. Right now we're working, and Kobe will tell you about, you know, the Fetch or Duncan, that he is also working in Parliament in the UK. She will tell you a lot more about that. You know, it's just that we have to fight together. We have to fight
That's
together.
Right.
And, you know,
I agree.
We are just like a big, big, we have to be the light in so much darkness. And we may not always get along because, of course, there are things that, you know, we have different views or different things or whatever. And and we have to get past those bumps, and we just have to continue because at the end of the day, the only goal is to save the elephants, whether African, Asian, or save them from the zoo like Lucy, Ellie in Mexico, like what happened with Nosy. You know, we all have to work together for the betterment of the life of these beautiful ones. That's all. We cannot hold grudges, you know, or be fighting or whatever. And if we do, if at some point we don't see eye to eye, we have to get past that. That's the only way.
That's right.
There's no way. There's no way in the world we'll make it alone.
Yep, and I'm gonna. So, Diana, I'm gonna. Excuse me a minute. I'm gonna bring on Colby, okay? And you just stay on there.
Yes.
All right. Colby Steiner, you're live and on the air. Welcome back to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carried for Animals, number 358 shows. Welcome back. This is so exciting to have you ladies
Thank
back
you,
here.
Thank you, Debbie. We always enjoy being on your show, and
congratulations on your 8th anniversary. That's fabulous.
Yes,
you
thank
know,
you. Yes.
Soon
keep
we'll
going.
Be
keep
hopefully
going.
Celebrating our 8th anniversary. I'm going to jump right in.
Okay.
I would like
go right
to
ahead.
Direct people. I would like to direct people to our Facebook page because the last 2 days we have posted 2 extremely important posts. They are long, but they are full of information, and they will answer many questions that people ask us on a daily basis. The first one is in regards to elephants in Thailand that are in the entertainment industry that injure or kill tourists. They are just recycled, renamed, moved on to another camp. So when you go to these venues, you don't know. These people aren't disclosing what has happened, you know, by these elephants, and you're putting yourself in extreme danger by doing up-close encounters with no protected contact. And many people don't understand that. And so, you know, they don't put that in the glossy brochures and, you know, all of that stuff. This is an important post because it talks about what happens to the elephants. It talks about how tourists are putting themselves in danger. It talks about the mahouts and how this is a multi-layered, complicated situation. It's not black and white. Many people are like, the laws need to change, you know, just buy the elephant, just take them from the owner, just tell them to stop, just why are these people so inhumane? Go read the post. It explains the situation. Then on the second post, very important, because people are always saying, what can we do, what can we do? I have outlined specifically what you can do in this post. So Thailand is aiming for 5 to 15 million foreign tourists this year. Now, that's down from 40 million in 2019, but can you imagine 15 million foreigners there spending billions of dollars? So, of course, these people are seeing dollar signs, you know, to make a living. And because this is such an old, long-term way of making a living and they haven't been given other options, which is what Gentle Giants is trying desperately to do, they think this is the only way for them to make money. Yes, the laws need to change. There are actually laws protecting animals in Thailand, just like India. They aren't enforced, and in this post, you'll read why. Diana spoke about what Lek, our partner, is doing. I would like to mention Duncan McNair from Save the Asian Elephants. Save the Asian Elephants is diligently working on the Asian Elephant Bill, which will put an end to tourism companies like TripAdvisor, et cetera, from advertising these unethical, inhumane entertainment venues. They won't be able to advertise them anymore. This is extremely important, and Save the Asian Elephant needs all of us, not just people in the UK, everybody from around the world to join in and support this bill. In the post, it tells you how you can do that. Another organization that we mentioned was World Animal Protection. You know, they did a 2-year secret campaign filming babies and elephants going through the crush or Fujian. They are working on a new bill. It's called the Elephant Bill, and it's being written to address the loopholes in the current law. So the current law has many loopholes that allows people to continue using their elephants for entertainment. It also has loopholes on the elephant trade, so sending elephants to China under the pretense to a zoo that it is educational and, you know, all the stuff that zoos promote that don't happen, conservation, blah, blah, blah. The Chinese are also coming into Thailand now and buying many, many elephants at enormously exorbitant prices. which is making it difficult for those of us who are trying to rescue elephants because there's no way we can afford it. We can't pay $1 million for one elephant. It's just not possible. So China is buying these elephants for really high prices, and then they're opening their own venues in Thailand. So people, really, please read these posts. Please read them and share them. And, you know, I apologize that they're so long, but there's so much information to let people know that, you know, it should answer a lot of questions. If it doesn't, please let us know so we can answer them. But we have to all fight right now. With the borders opening up and, you know, losing elephants that have been under our care, elephants that have been under Lex's care, it is heartbreaking. And we know that many people are very angry, and we know they want to find someone to blame. And, you know, Gentle Giant has never made any promises. We don't own these elephants, and we cannot walk in and say, you have to turn your elephant over to us in order to get support, because they'll just walk the other way. You know, we have to build bridges. We have to approach them and say, yes, we will support you, but, you know, this is what we ask of you. And the minute we find out that they are not, you know, complying with the contract, we stop support, and it kills us, but we can't condone what they're doing. And it's the only way to show them, you know, sadly, money is what talks everywhere. We have many, many elephants under our care that are doing fabulous. And, you know, we are hoping that several other of the elephants under our care are moving towards ethical. But even losing one is almost unbearable for Diana and I. And we know our Gigi family, it kills them. But please know, we work endlessly. Diana and I work endlessly behind the scenes trying to negotiate and do whatever we can, you know, to continue support. But we can't condone them working their elephants or separating mothers and babies or breeding mothers for more babies. So it's a tough decision for us as well. So, you know, the more people who, you know, many people in the elephant community say, well, it's 2022, people should know all this. But it's amazing how many people don't, because unless you are made aware of it and then go looking for the information, you don't know about it. Yes, the internet has tons of information, but unless you're made aware of it to look for it, why would you look for it? So please continue to share, even if you think everybody should know this already. So many people do not understand what goes behind, you know, 15 minutes of human entertainment. It's lifetimes of suffering, of mothers having babies repeatedly stolen and ripped from them, and babies dying. And, you know, let's also talk about even the elephant virus has taken some of our babies. It's very common in captivity. It's 40% death rate in zoos. You know, also tuberculosis. All of the elephants at Amir Fort in India that give rides daily have tuberculosis. That can be contracted to humans. You know, it's just, you're putting yourself in danger. You're contributing to the suffering of elephants and other animals that are in the entertainment business. When we have people just donating to see videos of them living free, if someone will donate to watch a video, of course they're going to donate and support actually seeing it live. You know, watching an elephant in its natural habitat, communicating with its fellow elephants and being calm and, you know, being an elephant is an adventure in all. I can't even explain the experience. It is just amazing. So much better than looking at a drugged elephant,
or a beaten baby that you get to take a picture with, that what do? You post on social media and then it's forgotten about in a few months? You know, people really need to open their eyes to what they are participating in. And once you know and you continue, then yes, you're to blame. But if you don't know, because I've talked to a lot of people that had no idea, they're like, oh, my God, I feel awful. I rode an elephant. I had no idea. You know, now that you know, then you have to continue educating your friends, your family. And I've had people reach out to me and say, hey, my friend's girlfriend or my daughter's, you know, so-and-so is going to Thailand. Can you recommend some places? Because, they're thinking of visiting this one. And I'll explain to them. But people don't know how to look for what's ethical, because the word sanctuary is used everywhere. You know, their brochures show the elephants being, it's wonderful, they're happy, blah, blah, blah. But if you will Google, simply Google the name, and you see people riding them, people bathing them, you know, people taking pictures in a dangerous situation, then you know that's not ethical. It's very simple to do homework like that. You don't have to go into and read all the reviews and all that stuff. Simply Google the name and see if what they're doing with the elephants, because it's all over. You know, Google Images, it's very easy, and I do that all the time. The minute I see bathing or someone riding them or, you know, playing with babies, then I'm like, nope, not ethical, you know. And people have got to start doing their part. You know, you can't just get angry. You can't just complain.
Right.
You can't just blame.
Right.
You have to actually, and all this stuff that we've posted is stuff you can do right from your house. You know, you don't have to go anywhere.
Right.
You don't have to do anything. You simply need a phone or a computer or an iPad or whatever, and you can participate. And I know that many people have said, you know, it's so overwhelming. How is my one voice going to help? That's why I don't do anything. But if everyone came together and used their voice collectively, it's going to make a huge difference. Don't ever think that you are just one person who is not going to make a difference. Because
agreed, Colby. That is so true. I mean, strength in numbers, and Mama Cat's listening in. That's what she always tells me. The more of us that come together, the stronger and better we become. We are strength in numbers. The power of the people, okay? And take your anger and frustrations into taking action. And then you might see some good results come out. You know, that's what our goals are. You know, we can't just talk about it on the – take that action.
You know,
go ahead,
Debbie,
I'm sorry.
Debbie, and you have to really be able to give people direction. So we're talking about all this, all of these places that are unethical. We do know the ones that are ethical. Then send people to these ethical. You know, right now, Gentle Giants, as many of you know, and for those who don't know, we started, we're supporting Umkoi. Umkoi is in the mountains up in Thailand, north. It's in the north side of Thailand, right, Coves?
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken. So, you know, 55 elephants have been taken off of a life of slavery. We supported the first 18, and this is what I'm telling you about the mindset, changing and opening the eyes of the owners. Because these people, when we jumped in to help protect 18 of those elephants so that they wouldn't have to go into logging, they started seeing the opportunity of having the elephants home. The farmers were getting money because we are buying their produce to sell, to feed the elephants. So they're getting to sell their produce. So they saw, oh, wow, nice to have elephants here. We are, because of the chain-free shelter that we built over there, which is incredibly beautiful, we also gave people work over there. So that also helped the community and the villagers. And the villagers saw that they had their sons and their husbands back home, and sometimes they don't see them for years and years, because they are out there in the places where tourists are in the main cities, and they have to send their husbands, sons, and, you know, loved ones out to work with the elephants. And they are, these people, these young men and these older men are treated like hell, just like the elephants. You know, they get paid peanuts, blah, blah, blah. And when they saw that Dental Giants gave them a different option, then they called Alec and said, you know, will Dental Giants help us so that we can bring 35 elephants? At the end of the day, that's why we went to Thailand in November of 2021, and we ended up with 55. While we were there, right on the spot, they asked us, can you take 20 more? Without hesitation, we had to say yes. Why? Because if we hesitated and we even waited for one day, let us think about it. We knew that we would lose those 20 elephants. They would immediately go back to the life of slavery they have always known. So we immediately had to say yes. So it's been a very heavy financial burden on us, but we have to do it to try to save them. And now we're starting our volunteer program. And our volunteer program is going to help those elephants continue being elephants and the villagers to be with their families and the village to grow and continue growing, but in an ethical way. So we ask everyone, support this. We're launching this volunteer program very, very soon. I think it's just a matter of 1 or 2 weeks before we launch. Please support it. Go visit them. You have to stay there at least 1 week. It's going to be a fabulous, fabulous program where you have to disconnect from everything and just be merged in nature, elephants, village, seeing the Karen tribe, be a tribe. And these are the things that this is how we change mindsets. This is how we plant the seed of kindness and compassion. And we will succeed in saving the gentle ones by supporting the humans that have them under their care and control and telling these humans, we're okay, we'll support you. I don't need to touch your elephants. Then they can. This will spread throughout Thailand.
This is so inspiring
and
wonderful what you're doing.
An amazing adventure for people. And we are almost ready for volunteers. We will be putting information up on our website within the next couple weeks so people can sign up. It's going to be a complete immersion in nature with the elephants and the Karen tribe and so many wonderful opportunities while you're there. So we will let everybody know once everything is ready and you can go take a look on the website at what the program looks like. And it really is. It's so beautiful there. It is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been to. And it will really help, as Diana said, support their desire for change. And these 55 elephants, this has never happened in Thailand before. And so, you know, we hope that this will inspire others to do the same.
Oh, this is, yes. And ladies, we had a phone call. Somebody's at the door, okay? And
okay.
We got area code 719. Just both of you, please stay on air. Thanks for calling Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals. Go ahead. You're live and on the air. You have any questions for Diana Munez, founder, or Colby Steiner, the co-founder of the Gentle Giants Stay Home Project? And please visit their website, everyone, thegentlegiants.org, and see how you can help out, or just Google or search Gentle Giants Stay Home Project on Facebook or Twitter. But go ahead. You're live and on the air. Hello?
Good evening, ladies. Good evening, ladies. How are we all doing tonight?
Hey, this is Mama Cat. How are you doing, Mama Cat?
Hey, I'm doing well. I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who's doing so much work to save the elephants. And I have a small question. I try to advocate for just about any critter that's out there that needs help. And I'm finding that I get so overwhelmed because there's so many. And I'm wondering how you ladies are able to focus. I mean, do you focus on one area and do as much as you can there, or do you spread advocates to other areas? How do you maintain sanity while still fighting as hard as you do for these elephants?
Okay, so as advocates, I think this is Diana answering this question. Insanity. Oh, my goodness, I don't think I have much of that left. But I will say this. In my heart, there's so much fire, and I know that I was born to do this. And, you know, today actually I posted something saying that my advocate heart has been dormant for 2 years, and part of it is because as dental giants, I can't be as harsh as I am as an advocate. My heart has to be a little more tender, but it's been very vigilant. And the only way that I keep going and I will never stop until the day I die is because I know that if I stop, then they will lose one voice. And just like Colby said, one voice can make a difference. And to everyone out there that says I'm just one voice, I was also once just one voice, and a very, very, very small one, and very, people could hardly hear me. And as time has gone by and my love for them has not grown, has come to an understanding that I must fight harder. It's become stronger, and it's, you know, I think I will die as a roar, but this is the way I keep going. For me is we're losing. We have lost two beautiful ones, Moto and Saifa, which has broken us in many ways.
Yes.
But we maintain our sanity by we have to fight for the others. And that doesn't mean that Moto and Saifa are gone from our hearts and sight. No, we continue seeing at what point might they come back to us. Even if they come back in pieces, meaning broken, we will accept them and do whatever we can for them. Unfortunately, that's the sad truth. But I tell you, just always know that your voice is making a difference, and don't stop fighting ever. You go and go and go, and just keep that fire in your heart full of love, and you will, you know, fight forever.
That's right, and that's
exactly.
So true. I mean, hey, that's one. Mama Cat always says the strength in numbers, and it's so true, Mama Cat. You know, and she's a big supporter and former guest of the show, ladies. And, you know, all of us working together, multitasking, hey, we can do it. I mean, we have become stronger, the power of the people, and connecting with our legislators also. That's so important. You know, the laws, creating laws, repealing them, whatever. You know, teamwork, that's what it takes. And if we don't have that, then, hey, we're going to lose. You know, if there's not enough of us, we're going to lose. So we got to stay strong, and we have to dedicate ourselves. And it doesn't take much to be helping making changes from the comfort of your home, your phone, your computer, if you have a fax or writing letters. You know, hey, do your part, because all of our voices really do matter. You know, so, you know, keep up the great work, ladies, and looking forward to having you on again and again. And we're down to 90 seconds here. Mama Cat, thanks for calling in. Pitbull, Diane, I know you're out there waiting, and the time is the clock's going off. It's going to shut down. But looking forward, you know, all your work is inspirational to the humans and the elephants. You know, that's our elephant friends. They don't stand a chance without us fighting for them, and they need to be free. I'm so tired of all this animal slavery and profit before animals. You know, it's sickening. You know, it's greed bullies, and it needs to stop. You know, let them live comfortably, because we only go on this earth one time, all of us. You know, one age, one time, and only temporary. So, but please, everyone, give them your support and everything. And Tuesday, we got the Take Action for Pit Bulls on at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. So all you pit bull lovers and advocates, please join Diane Lynn Echo. She's the producer and host, and give her your support for finding, you know, against BSL and dog fighting and helping the pit bulls out, because they always get the bad rap. Next week will be my 8th year anniversary, and I hope all of you join us, call in. I'm going to be having feeding pets for the Homeless and the founder, Geneva Frederick, on next week. And I want to welcome her aboard. It'll be her first time. So it'll be another great show. Thank you all for joining in this evening, and have a nice and peaceful evening. And I'll be in contact with you, Diane and Colby, about coming on again, okay? And
Thank you very much.
God bless you all. Good night, Mama Cat, and thank you for calling in.
Good night,
Diane and Colby. You, and
good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
All in hand, united we stand. Against all animals, cruelty, and neglect across the land. Good night, everyone. And all the fathers have a great Father's Day on Sunday.